This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. Now, bad news for those seeking relief from the haze. The Malaysian Meteorological Department says that while conditions are not expected to worsen, the smoke will likely persist until the end of the month. Now, rain is only expected towards the end of September or early October when the monsoon season begins.
Meanwhile, Indonesia has refuted claims that the haze in Peninsular Malaysia is a result of burning in Sumatra. Over the weekend, the Indonesian weather authority said that its satellite data showed hotspots across the Southeast Asian region. However, data from ASEAN experts shows that the hotspots in Kalimantan and Sumatra increased to a reading of over 206 over 2 days.
Yes, meanwhile in Sarawak, about 400 schools in 9 districts that serve 150,000 pupils were closed. And as we speak, API reading is as high as 175 in Sri Aman, while Kuching is 158.
So joining us for a quick update this morning is Dr. Helena Varki, a senior lecturer at University Malaya. She specialises in the issue of transboundary haze. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Helena. Now, the Indonesian Weather Authority reportedly denied that the haze in Peninsular Malaysia is due to fires in Sumatra. Is this accurate? And are there other hotspots in the region that could be contributing to this situation?
Right. So the situation with Indonesia sort of denying that it's Malaysia's fault, we are still unclear because they claim that their information is telling them so, their own meteorological society. However, the ASEAN Meteorological Centre is saying that the smoke from Indonesia is travelling across the Malacca Straits to Singapore and to parts of Kuala Lumpur and as well as the Kalimantan side as well. On the Malaysia side, however, we do have some fires, some fires, both on Peninsula and on the other side as well. Sarawak has some fires. But according to the authorities here, they are saying that our Malaysian fires are under control, not as widespread as Indonesia. So it's still not very clear what is the actual situation. However, I think Indonesia is a bit careful, or the, maybe we can even use the word sensitive, when we talk about transboundary haze, because for the past few years, Pak Jokowi has always insisted that the fires may be happening in Indonesia, but it is not contributing to transboundary haze. So it's just confined within Indonesia. So I think Indonesia is really hard-pressed to admit that this may no longer be the case.
And how effective do you think is Malaysia's efforts in combating the haze?
Yeah, so the government has been carrying out pretty much the same thing, same kind of actions that they have been doing since the previous events as well. They have sent diplomatic notes over. They have offered assistance. They are standing by to send firefighting or equipment assistance to Indonesia. However, that's about as much as the government on this side can do for the transboundary haze. Because, of course, whatever it is on the ASEAN level, we're supposed to cooperate on the ASEAN level. However, at the end of the day, Indonesia still has the final say on what they choose to accept and what they choose to bring in. So as far as Malaysia is concerned, they are standing by. However, locally, firefighters have been sent out to the areas that are burning in Sarawak and locally as well, trying to get it under control. There's been a bit more, there's been more enforcement on open burning as well within Malaysia. So these are some of the ways that they are trying to control it. Of course, to also reduce the effects, they are considering closing schools. This may be a bit disruptive due to the UPSR coming now. So these are the things that we can do ourselves. However, on the other side of the border, we have to wait for Indonesia to see what they want to, what they are willing to accept.
And briefly, Dr. Helena, what sectors of the economy are most disrupted by this poor air quality?
Usually the ones that are most disrupted is health, of course. Health costs goes up really high. Tourism is also very much affected depending on how bad the situation is. There can be airport closures, there can be flight cancellations, and of course, people might start cancelling their trips to Malaysia. And one of the other sectors that some people don't really think about is of during the previous haze events, what was affected was fishing, fishermen's ability to go out into the sea and bring back catch.
Thank you so much, Dr. Helena. And that was Dr. Helena Varghi, Senior Lecturer at University of Malaya, as well as Specialist in Transboundary Haze. And you know, guys, here in BFM Studios, we actually have a view over TTDI. And one of the things that we've noticed over the last couple of days is that we can actually no longer see the MRT lines. The haze has gotten so bad that visibility is starting to be seriously affected. And I think it's interesting what Dr. Helena brought up, the fact that actually it isn't very clear who is at fault for the haze, because there are contributing factors from Malaysia, even if our government does say that they are under control. So it's, I cannot see where it would be a bit of a difficult situation for our government to tackle, because you kind of can't throw stones when you live in a glass house, right?
That's for sure. But what I wonder is, why does this happen almost every year or every alternate year? I mean, isn't there something we can do in the longer term to kind of curb this open burning?
We're too nice to each other in ASEAN. you know, we have to take measures to sign some kind of an accord. Do unto others, right? You don't want this kind of thing happening to yourself. So therefore, you should be willing to sign that thing to say that this is going to be a regional effort to put away the fires.
We do. We actually have this ASEAN Agreement on Transboundary mm-hmm. Haze Pollution, which was signed in 2002. But the effectiveness of it is really questionable. I mean, we just have to look out of our window and think to ourselves, nothing seems to be done, right? I mean, if we look at the API readings in Selangor today, it's 137, and anything above 100 is definitely unhealthy. In fact, some question whether this number is even accurate, because you just look out and it just looks like a scene out of Blade Runner movie more than anything else.
Some kind of dystopian future, right?
I hear that some schools actually have their own equipment and own reading because they don't trust the official numbers. And some of these numbers that are reported by such schools on, you know, unofficial channels like WhatsApp groups and things like that show a reading that is much higher than what the government has given.
Yeah, I received some of them and it's like 200, which is very unhealthy.
Yeah, and right now, so the Education Ministry has now given the authority to state education departments to close schools if needed, if the API readings in their districts go much higher. But I think this is going to be, it's unlikely that we're going to see a resolution to the haze at least this year, or even, and it's probably going to persist over the next month. So no doubt we will be talking about this again before the monsoon season hits.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.